You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
You know when you see a unique-looking surfboard and it just... it explains itself to you fairly easily and honestly. You can look at it and have a fair sense of what it was supposed to or designed to do, or its unique features, and they, you know, inherently just make sense. I gravitate towards designers that achieve this through simplicity. I mean from a chair or radio, I think of Ditterham's work, and you know, things that you look at a product or a noun and it just, although it's challenging in its perception, you can self-diagnose its anticipated use or its design changes, and it just sits nicely with one's eye or mind, maybe through the eye into the mind. Well, I've made some pretty crazy surfboards over the years, I've been told. Yeah, I'll take that back. I know they're a little out the box. And yet it's always in sight of trying to accept the elements at play and reference the forces at work in and out of the water through and alongside people's ability, and then trying to find new ground, make things more freeing and more flowing. And at the end of the day, if it doesn't feel good, then what's the point? But what you do is design around frustrations. And we'll talk about that at a whole bunch more coming up soon. But coming back to crazy looking surfboards, I had this idea, making a board with the design change. And it was, these things bounce around in the back of your mind for years, really, most often. And you know, you tiptoe into them. And it took a few drawings and thinking and pondering, as I said, for a long time. But one of the quickest ways to see things finished is to build a small model. So I did that. It got to a point where the ideas in my mind, were they needed to be hashed out. So I made a small model, and boy, did it answer the questions immediately. All the thing, I mean, you're not so much that you're worrying about it, you just can't visualize them. At least I couldn't. And half those questions got answered. And what it did was it opened up a very clear path of wanting, of needing to see this thing in full scale. Well, at least a real life scale. So, yeah, I think I've built the craziest surfboard I'd ever built. Now, I'm not saying this to make a point or pat myself on the back here. And in fact, I'm not even going to explain what the surfboard is and its characteristics, but I wanted to talk about the importance of paying one's school fees when it comes to design and moving surfboards in a direction you see is fitting. And you know, embracing the changes, and you know, you have to just go through these. At times you can be inspired by certain things and you know, cohesively craft these changes or ideas together, and it's a little bit here, a little bit there, and next thing you land up years down the road with an incredibly new thing that has come through iterations of many, many things put together. That's great. It's always happening, will continue to happen. But sometimes when you sort of out into this creative dreamland, so to speak, it's you just gotta spend the time and actually hold yourself accountable. Because if this thing doesn't work, well, that's okay, because then you know. But it brings up the points that you have to do your absolute best to make it work according to how your mind's perceiving things to be put together, so that they build on each other. In other words, that cohesivity, that harmony in the book. You have to do your absolute best so that it's not your poor craftsmanship in this case, or bad design that's just not working. You have to give yourself the absolute best chance that it should work. So staying true to the craft means applying yourself at your highest level at that time with these materials, whatever it is in question, to do your best to make it work. And yet, I don't know if it's going to work, so I had to build it. Now, why am I telling you this story? Well, I'm telling you the story because I'm going to hang the mic up now, and I'm walking out the door and going surfing. And then I will report back, but I wanted to be honest in, you know, trying to explain the urgency of how many hours I've poured into trying to build something that potentially could unlock a whole, well, a new can of worms, really, but a whole new way to look at potentially solving people's needs in the water. And that's what it comes down to. I can build my own boards, and I will, and I do, but I love all surf boards, and I love any design. But if you're going to share this with the rest of the world, in terms of if you want to buy a board or be inspired by these ideas, who knows where anyone takes it. And that's how this whole thing really is a communal effort. So this is less about what I actually built and the fact that, you know, moving things forward takes careful attention, time, money, effort, and yet being honest with oneself. So I'm not in this alone. Asher is meeting me at the beach. And look, the waves aren't going to be absolutely great, but there's something to ride. And some of the design characteristics have been exaggerated. And like I said, I wanted to give myself the best chance for the thing to work, but I also didn't want to dumb it down so much that I didn't get any true data out of the fail points. I know there are things that are going to cavitate, hum, whistle, hiss, buzz. Well, some of them you know, some of them you'll be surprised by. The ones you're going to be surprised by, well, that's the vacant pages in the notebook that you get to fill. These line items that I am already concerned about, they need to fail bravely and boldly so that the confidence can be applied in the tweaking thereof, or the subtle tuning from this now new benchmark. So we got a trial line on the bench, and from here on we will then design and know. Of course we're going to surf the board more, but I wanted to express this urgency and essentially the risk involved. I mean, it's not really a risk except for trying to find new ground here, but it's going to be interesting. I don't know. It's funny, the doors open, people walk in the shop and they look at what you're working on. And someone asked this morning what these things do, and I said, I don't know. And they paused for a bit, and then they kind of laughed, and it settled them down, and I explained some of the theory, but I said, I don't know. I've got to build this board and try it, and I'll report back tomorrow. So I'm doing the same with you. I'm going to go surfing. I'll jump back on the mic later on and give you a little bit of a rundown, so you know as much about what is going to happen from these changes as I do. Now, that's true for a lot of surfboards you've ridden. And having an open mind and yet bringing your best effort, both in crafting and in surfing, you know, you've got to bring your A game to apply a fundamental technique so that you got that covered. I got to bring my A game on the tools so that I'm not seeing things skew and building wrong. But isn't it the same? And we've talked about how things are, it's all really the same stuff at the end of the day. So I'm going surfing, report back soon. I don't even want to say I hope it goes, because however it goes, it's going to be so interesting. And from there, there's a new landscape. It could be a dark horizon, and we'll redirect and have those answered in the back of one's mind, and maybe have to readdress things. That's happened before too, and coming back to designs with over years and years and years and chipping away at it with new perspective, but also gained experience and inspiration. Let's see how today goes. Speak to you soon. All right, I'm back. So for quite a while. Let me see how long. Well, it's 4:30 now. That was a good couple hours in the water, roundabout. Anyway, I wish I could say everything just worked perfectly and we have everything set to go and things are moving forward in a clear direction and buy it in 3 weeks. But I'm not surprised, that's not the case. But how fascinating are surfboards? You know, the conversation Asher and I had at the back, there were two other people in the water total. So not a great test day, but in terms of plenty of waves and plenty of opportunity to figure things out, you know, maybe a little more of a challenging condition, but there were plenty reps to, kind of get a baseline level. The conversation we had was more about how great surfing is as a landscape on or through within which to navigate and problem solve and deal with things and learn how to learn, I think was the way we said it best. And man, once again, less about what I actually built, and we'll get to that in time, but I think it's more interesting to talk about how one sometimes has to go the extra distance to gain confidence in what you know and find new realms. You know, you have to explore these things, and it takes time and commitment and a detailed effort. So in short, the board actually worked really well. It did exactly what I thought it would do. The surprising elements were actually, I think I had just slightly too big of a fin in it. That'll make sense if you looked at it, but that's an easy change. So change out the fins, definitely going to spend some more time testing. And what it did and didn't do was both interesting and also rewarding to be able to have known how it should have felt and what it should have done. Now, you don't want to button everything up with, oh, I know what that's going to do, because there's always an element of surprise and each wave's different too. But the waves that I took off deepest on, almost backdooring a peak, it was incredible how you could slingshot across the face and connect speeds that were unfamiliar. The line, same line, but the speeds with which you could connect them was very interesting and part of what we're setting out to do. So that's really good. The big problem, it was not a problem, but you know, the reality is just dreaming of making three more and making changes. But I'm going to spend some time on this board, change some fins, hand it off to a few other people, watch it being ridden, probably get some footage. And, you know, this board is a prototype to gain confidence in the concepted play, which is then going to be transposed into something else. So another board. But it is so interesting to both have a vision for what you're working on, whatever you are working on, think about what you're setting out to accomplish. And within it, there are small tasks to complete within which to learn. And once again, I'll come back to the phrase, you got to pay your school fees. Now, there's lessons to be learned that you have to commit yourself to. And sometimes you have to do multiple of them. This one looks like it might be that way as well. And you pick up little things along the way that you didn't know. I think that's always the most important and most rewarding thing, is you learn things that you didn't set out to. You have a goal for the things you're looking for, and that search is rewarding. But things pop up, and information and findings are gleaned that you didn't even know you needed to know, but you didn't know this would be the place in which you both learned it or found the most accurate assessment of those things. So if this isn't all talking about how things are connected and complex, well, I mean, that's what we keep coming back to. It's all the same stuff, right? So really fun time in the water. It's always funny when people paddle up to you, and there were only four of us in the water, myself, Asher, and two others. When people paddle up to you and like, wow, what are you riding? And they kind of shook their heads today. But it's funny, you know, when people are like interested or, man, that looks like the right board for the day. And then it's always a laugh because hopefully you're always on the right equipment and having the most fun. But man, it wasn't about how well I was surfing or how fun surfing was today. It was such an exercise of just going out there looking for the information. In fact, it was taking off and doing really, really intentional low stance single lines. None of this top to bottom surfing. That wasn't what we were setting out to do, and that wasn't the information we were looking to take away from. But you know, connecting rides all the way through, with from one section to another throughout power sections, and like I said, the same line but with different information coming out of the wave through the board at one. So wow, so fascinated by how complex everything is. And yeah, good to set out on a path, go the extra miles, learn things along the way. This learning will continue, and it gives confidence in the things we already know. And, you know, the 100% honesty is I can't wait just to pick up a normal board and go surfing and do some turns. But it was rewarding because, you know, there's so many parts to surfing, and there's so many types of both surfers and surfing and stages of surfing. And all are valid and all are relevant. But whatever's capturing your attention at the moment is probably the most important thing to dive deeply into. So hope you're having fun with yours. We sure are having fun over here, and we'll chat to you soon.